my friends. It's your sister, Drea Love. How y'all doing? Today we're going to talk about the connections and the conversations and how they're affecting us and if we're having them. I am so grateful that I have manifested an incredible life for myself. I currently have the most incredible support group ever. I have a weekly dinner with my guys. I have support and love unconditionally. I have people in my corner that I know have my back no matter what. How cool is that? Sometimes that comes with our blood family, and I actually have that with my blood family too. We've gone through our transitions, which y'all hear about too. Thank God we're on the upside. And we all conversating and doing the right thing right now. Connecting, just like this conversation is about. But incorporating these things into our life on a regular is so important. And I have been back in San Diego for almost exactly a year and a half. And, you know, going through this wake-up process, we really, it's unfortunate, but we find ourselves very alone most time or many times because we come to our own perspectives about so many things. And we have to, in order to gain ourselves, we have to lose our family. And I had to do that for probably half my family, some different times than others. And some I'm still working through the process of that. But as I walk through this journey and see the relationships and the communication and the connections change, genuine, it's about communication and connections. I watch what happens with us. I watch the shift. I feel the energy. I see what we're doing. I see the work. Or the lack thereof it. I see the attention. And or the lack there of that as well. And again, we're talking about in the family we create and in the family we come from. So I am so grateful at this point in my life. I've been through a serious journey with myself for about 7 years for real. And it has taken me through some serious stuff, but I am on the other side where I can teach people now what happens, how this works, how to process through these things. Because this is heavy, my friends. This life, this existence, this reality, this current paradigm we are under, this shit is real. And we have to be able to know how to handle it. So Drea Love has walked the walk. I am still in the middle of it. Or not in the middle. I'm just still in it. As we are still humans existing on this earth. We are spirits existing in these physical bodies. I'm learning how to maneuver in this life. But this is all about connections and communication. And the beauty of it all. I'm so grateful because tonight, you know, I went to my Thursday dinner with my guys. The house that I used to live in, the house that is still on my driver's license, the house that I still get mail at, kind of funny. And I fucking love these guys. Like, I love the opportunity to repair my soul. By being vulnerable with people who were once fucking strangers. And these people now somehow mean so much to me over the last year and a half, depending on which ones they are. But these relationships have changed me, and even me walking through my familial relationships and dealing with those in the ways that they must be dealt with, they have changed me. And I have learned so much about myself through, okay, here's the thing we get twisted up on. I do this thing called soul contract readings. And the guy who trained me, Nicholas David Nunn, he runs the Center for Conscious Ascension in London, in the UK. And he taught me, you know, we are lucky if we actually like our parents. And I thought that that was crazy. He taught me that, I don't know, like at least four years ago, probably. And I was having challenges with my parents at that time. And so I was able to separate myself and to come into some congruence with myself. It took me several years. But throughout that process, I lost my actual family on this earth. And to include my sons, I came out of congruence with one, into congruence with another. It's just like, it's an ebb and flow. It's really interesting. But I've made this family. I moved back to San Diego because Spirit told me to. I moved into a house with a whole bunch of guys. The guys have changed throughout time. But I have this thing with this group that I'm with right now. And we have created this structure that is beautiful. It's fucking beautiful. It's really cool. It's like we get to love each other in all these beautiful ways and be there for each other in all these beautiful ways and accept each other in all these beautiful ways. And we get to be present for one another and we get to not judge each other and we get to question and we get to pick each other's brains and laugh and forgive and just be present. And it's been since late last year that we've been doing the family dinners. And it's been really important in my life as I have shifted with my traditional family, the family I come from, then the family I raised, and then now me being a single adult female, the family I created. It's really cool because, you know, the universe, we don't get taught these lessons. Like our mom and dad, God bless them. I love my mom and dad so much. Genuine. Love my mom and dad so much. But they did the best they could with what they had, with what they learned. And that's kind of the deal. And actually, that's what Nicholas taught me from that book that I trained on, The Soul Contract Decoded. Is it like our parents do what they can do with what they have and like let that shit go after that. Start to just stay at that point. You got to be forgiving and loving and like, come on now. So coming into congruence with my parents and my grown sons, 22 and 27. I don't even know how I have children that old, but Jesus, it's insane. But I can't believe that I've been through all these experiences. Been through a marriage of together over 15 years and married over 20 some and was engaged to somebody else for over 3 years. So I've had, as I clear my throat, some real experiences with relationships and family and love and men in my life. And I'm so freaking grateful for them. Oh my God, I'm so grateful. They have taught me so much. All of this has taught me so much. All of it. But just coming into congruence with my life, and no matter how messy it is, no matter how imperfect it is, no matter how we think that it's supposed to be, I've fallen in love with the imperfections of what's happening in my current situation. And I figure out a way to make this work for me, my friends. This is not easy. By any means, it's not easy. I cried today. My eyes is puffy because I'm going through some stuff. Like, this not easy, my friends. But this is reality. And to be able to process through reality and to be able to live with it and to be with it and to be present with it is an amazing gift. And I'm so grateful that we have the opportunity to do that for ourselves and to be that for ourselves and to honor ourselves in those spaces and places and do those things. As I retrain myself with my new life, in this new day and age, my friends, we are all in the middle of an awakening. We are figuring out what works for us, be it family we were born into, family we create, family we had, or family we figure it out in between, which is what I'm doing. But damn, my friends, I had a good fucking day. And let me tell you, I feel like that most days. Like, getting to love on people, getting to be congruent with people, getting to be around people who really love you, who really cherish you, who really see you for the beautiful person that you are, and who can dance with you in your own space and allow them to dance in their own space and you to exist in the same universe. It's a beautiful thing, my friends. But it's complicated, and you have to allow yourself the space and the flow and the ability to just sit in that and not have to know everything that's going on, because we definitely don't know what's going on. We are confused as a society and as people. But my friends, let us bring it back in home. Let us remember who we are. Let us remember why we incarnated. Let us remember we are here to love. We forget so many times we are here to love. You know, my family loved me so much. I was confused by a lot of the patterns because we're messy. And I turned out messy too. And I was messy on my kids too. But I'm learning. But as I learn to become congruent with myself and embrace this beautiful woman I am, so imperfect, but so fucking lit and awesome and on fire and loving and participatory in her existence. I invite you to participate in your existence. Ask yourself that question. Y'all participate in your existence? Took me a minute to figure out what that looked like for me. But I know now. And this is what we do, my friends. We co-create our reality. We manifest this existence we are in. Because that's what I'm doing. I am co-creating my existence. And I've created this beautiful life. Although things aren't perfect and things still pain me in the ways that they do, I still figure out a way to make it work for myself and love myself and work myself through this mess. And I genuinely encourage you to do the same. If you hear my voice, it's all I'm encouraging you to do is do the same, my friends. We all have the opportunity to do the same. The universe supports us. The universe participates with us. And the universe will inform us if we choose to participate and trust and flow and listen and then know and then sit in that knowingness, trust ourselves. I have found a key to unlock this is love, my friends. And it doesn't have to be traditional. It doesn't have to be through your mama or your daddy or your kids or your husband or the man you doing or the woman you doing. It can be in all these ways. So my friends, find healing, find forgiveness, and find some fucking love in all of it. It doesn't have to be traditional. Find some damn love and make that love work for you. Heal your heart, my friends. Heal your heart. We are a damn mess, and our hearts are a mess. My heart was a mess for my family, and I love my family, and they did the best they could, and they still are. But my heart was a mess, and I know yours is too. And we are healing our hearts. So as a society, let us allow ourselves the connection, which is what we started talking about, the communication, which is the only damn way to heal. We got to connect with each other to heal. We got to love to heal, my friends. Connection, communication, and love. We got to love to heal. We got to love to heal. We got to love to heal. We have 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 to love to heal. So if you didn't get my damn point, we have to fucking love to heal. So fucking love yourself and heal. Fucking love some other people and heal. And get it right, my friends. Get it right with your family. Get it right with yourself. Get it right with your love. Get it right with your heart. Get it right with your romantic partner. Your partner, your life partner. However it works for you, my friends. Get it right. Commune with the earth. Commune with yourself. Commune with what's in front of you. Flow, my friends. Let us accept what is. And commune with Mother Nature and each other through conversations and connections, as I am so dang blessed to have every week with these wonderful, wonderful people. And I have grown into these things, and I'm so grateful. I'm ever, ever so grateful for these connections with my family. And, you know, I actually, when I pray, so here's the thing, one thing. When I pray over dinner every Thursday night, I say, Dear Heavenly Father and Mother, I thank you for this food that we're about to receive for the nourishment of our body, soul, and mind. I thank you for the opportunity to come together as family and as friends, and as friends that are family. And ultimately, my friends, that's what it's about, is friends that are family. And those people that I live with at one point, and I commune with every damn week, and I communicate with every week. We are friends that are family, no matter what. And I encourage you guys, go commune, go communicate, go be friends that are family. Whether you're your blood family or your created family, it doesn't matter. Y'all make some damn peace with yourself and the people around you and your heart. Because there's no way around this other than doing the work. I love you. I am here for you. And I thank you so much for bringing the vibe up, because that's the only way we are going to change what's happening right now. Raising the frequency, raising the vibration through love, communication, and communion. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.